morning, and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. Forbes magazine is an American business magazine that's been around for a fairly long time. Back in May of 2016, they had an article entitled "The Top 8 Things People Desperately Desire But Can't Seem to Attain." The author posed the question to her readers, if you could say in one word what you want more of in life, what would it be? So here's the list of the top 8 things people desperately desire but can't seem to attain. Number 1 is happiness, knowing what to do and how to find it. Number 2 is money, having enough to do what I want to do. Number 3 was freedom, the freedom to find their true purpose in life. Number 4 is peace, peace that comes from the clarity of knowing their purpose. Number 5 was joy, how to find the right position and opportunity to bring back joy in the workplace. Number 6 was balance, how to balance their needs and their desires and having the financial freedom to be able to do those things. Number 7 was fulfillment, being able to live their lives to the fullest potential. And number 8 was confidence, feeling like I have something to offer. She ended the article with these two statements. The key point is that if everything you're searching for remains outside of you, you'll always be chasing. She says, we want to feel free, yet are scared to muster the courage to do what's necessary to become free. I read that article, and I began to look at it and think, wow, I know where they can find that answer. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6 and verse 33, Jesus says this. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added to you. I love that. He tells us how to get everything that we are desiring in life, all the things that we need in our life. He tells us how to do that. He says, it's all a matter of your priorities. If your priority is what you can get and do, you're going to have a tough time. And you're going to be, as she was saying, always chasing, always running behind, not quite getting there yet. But Jesus said, if we seek first the kingdom of God, then God will give to us the things that we are searching for, the things that we need. And God wants to pour those things into our life. Now, let me make something really clear. When we're talking about seeking the kingdom of God, we're not talking about doing something that we can earn a relationship with God. That's not how that happens. We have a relationship with God when we receive him into our lives as our God, as our Lord, and as our Savior, and we submit our lives to him. What we're talking about here in seeking the kingdom of God is allowing the fullness of what God has for us to start to flow through us. And when we allow God's purposes and plans to work through our lives, he will lead us into those things that will give us all the things that we need in our lives. The best thing we could do with our lives is to have the priority that says, I will put God first in my life. I will do what he needs for me first. And when we do that, at that point, God says, now I can start to work in you and through you, and I can bring to you all of those other things that you desire and that you need. God will give you happiness. God will give you freedom. God will give you peace. God will give you joy. God will give you balance. He'll give you fulfillment. He'll give you confidence. He will even make sure that your needs are met so that you can be at peace and your desires can be met in him. Today I ask you, what is it that you desperately desire? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Have a great day, gang. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mack.